The city of Ann Arbor has 157 municipal parks. Some would say that's plenty, but a local grassroots group envisions a new linear park that travels through town and connects several city-owned land parcels with a greenway along the Allen Creek Corridor. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. The Allen Creek Greenway Conservancy feels it's making progress toward that end, and our guest this morning is president of the organization, Bob Gilardi. Welcome to WEMU, and good morning.
Morning.
Well, let us first establish, Allen Creek is entirely underground, has been since 1923, when property owners in the area petitioned the city to convert the creek into a storm sewer. Why, in your estimation, is this going to become the future part of Ann Arbor?
Well, first and foremost, Allen Creek was the origins of Ann Arbor. It used to be a creek with a large oak grove on either side of it, and that may have been one of the sites where John Allen and had his grove. That may have been
the founder, right?
The grove, yeah. And it should be a part of it because it creates a natural trail that will run from approximately the area around the Michigan Stadium and then ends up at the Huron River. And it's a flat trail, something that's easy to traverse, walking, riding a bike, pushing a stroller, that kind of thing. So it really makes sense, and it borders the edge, the western edge of downtown Ann Arbor. So it's urban, yet it starts to speak to residential areas.
Well, how would you rate or assess the health of the environment along the Allen Creek Greenway at this point?
Well, that's one of the things. The different parks that the city has been looking at, 415 Washington, 721 North Main, have been yards where different vehicles were parked over the years. So, you know, there are concerns about that. Obviously, any place where a rail line has been, there could be concerns about that. So that's one of the advantages of an idea like this, is you're starting to bring all of this, these properties back up to an environmental grade that's acceptable for parkland.
All right. In a more broad and grander scope, see if you can paint me a word picture that describes the vision of the Conservancy's idea for this linear park that better connects portions of the city along the Greenway.
Well, I guess you could think of it as like an emerald necklace that stretches from the stadium and ends up down at the river. And it would be a rather long green parkway that would people would be able to use from walk downtown to the Michigan Stadium, or to walk from downtown to the river, or ride a bike. And it's, imagine a long, wide pathway that connects a variety of different small parks along the way.
How does this plan work in concert with the border-to-border trail, the Ann Arbor Greenway Advisory Commission's vision for, you know, the outer portion of town? How does it work in concert with these other endeavors that seek to create more green and open space in Ann Arbor?
Right. Well, that's what's really great about this. At least that's what we see. We see this as the connector. So this connects, if you go a half a mile either side of this, the proposed Greenway Trail, you're going to connect somewhere between 30 to 50,000 people to the border-to-border trail. This connects the largest population that connects to the border-to-border trail to it. So it would connect, you would go from Ann Arbor, you come all the way out to WEMU and on to Ford Lake. And the other way, we're hoping to get a connection on south to Saline. So it creates a long, non-motorized connection.
This is certainly not a new vision. It's been bandied about for years. And in fact, at least portions of the plan have been put before Ann Arbor City Council. Where does the process stand right now?
Well, right now we're in I think we're in a good position right now. Yes, it has been bandied about for a few years. It has been an idea that's had to be organized. As I said, it's very complicated because it requires a lot of things, a lot of coordination, government, university, railroads,
and
city.
Private property owners, right?
And private property owners, yes. But right now, the study of the North Main Corridor, 721 North Main, the city's old lot there, the mayor has said that is going to be the first park along the Greenway. So where we are right now is establishing a more formal foothold there for the park, and hoping that we'll have the city fulfill a master plan for where they would like to see the Greenway, because that would then start to give us more momentum toward how do we acquire and start to develop each one of these properties.
You're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and my guest this morning is Bob Gilardi. Bob is the president of the Allen Creek Greenway Conservancy. Now, there's not been much public resistance to this plan, as far as I am aware of, but what are the biggest barriers to bringing this vision to reality at this point?
Well, that's right. I mean, anybody that I talk to says, yeah, that's a great idea. Gee. But it, like I said earlier, it takes a ton of coordination. There are so many competing
interests.
Interests, yes, thank you. So many competing interests. You think about everyone that wants a park, and it's the acquisition of the land.
So, what about the economy of it? Isn't it an expensive endeavor to launch, undertake, and then maintain?
Yes. I mean, there's just no question about that. Acquiring that much, it's about a two to three mile strip of land, but it's in a very nice area. But a lot of it probably isn't a problem if the university owns adjacent to it. And so it's can we designate some of the land, purchase some of the land? Our goal is that by 2020, it's going to be in place.
There's a lot of work to do between now and 2020 to make that a reality. Yeah. Wouldn't this be the time to try and purchase the properties necessary with the economy down, land values, property values, they're all down. If we get 5 years, 7 years from now, then we could very well be looking at property values that are much higher.
That's correct. And we agree that now is the time to start to look at the private properties along the way to see, is there a way to do it? We've done some research on that. And the one thing that I would say about that is, if there's a master plan by the city, then the idea of those properties becomes more of a reality. In other words, purchasing property where there isn't a plan for something to go through there would be ill-advised.
So what is the next step in the process? What can we look forward to as a community to get this moving forward?
Well, we are active right now in creating a conservancy that is going to start to develop more membership, because we want to make sure that we're building adequate community support for this, number one. Number two, we're cooperating with the city in developing the plans for 721 North Main and keeping ourselves involved in that. And we're going to push to have the master plan put in place so that there is a defined plan for where this greenway will be, so that then the next step can be creating the sort of writing grants, working with the communities. There are natural resources grants, there's mitigation grants and things like that to start to put this together.
If this becomes a fully realized vision, and by 2020, as you estimated there, then might not Ann Arbor be considered one of the models nationally for sustainable living?
Well, let's hope so. All right. That would be part of our vision, our goal. I hope it's our goal for the city of Ann Arbor. I grew up here. My grandparents are from Ann Arbor, lived in Ann Arbor, and I just see the city developing, and as I do, I think that this is an important part of it. And yeah, we ought to be a model.
Well, where can people learn more information about your work and what is what the future may hold?
Well, we have a website, and I'd invite people to go to that website. It's acgreenwayconservancy.org.
Bob, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Dave.
That is Bob Gilardi. Bob is president of the Allen Creek Greenway Conservancy. And once again, if you'd like more information, go to acgreenwayconservancy.org. I'm David Fair, and this has been another edition of Issues of the Environment. It's a regular feature, and you only hear it during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.